I just want to talk to you guys about how selfishness changes. When you're younger, you're very selfish. And I've always told you guys, selfish men succeed, and I truly believe that. I think if you're selfish when you're younger, you get to a decent position in life, but it does all change as you get a little bit older. And in my opinion, whatever motivates you to get to the dance, as I used to say, use it. Because if you say, okay, I want a Lambo, and in 10 years' time you realize, fuck, that was a waste of money. I really didn't want that. But you're a multi-millionaire and it got you to where you wanted to get, or it was women that motivated you, then use it. Because if you get to the top of the mountain, you're a multi-millionaire and you realize, actually, I just want to play guitar and do yoga all day, then, you know, you can do that. But if you've got no money, you can't do anything. So whatever gets you there, gets you there. However, as you get older, and I'm saying this because today I turned 34 and it gets you thinking about things, my motivations have changed massively. It's gone from selfish goals, ego-driven, you know, like I'm going to get in shape so that I can get laid, or I'm going to get in shape so that I'm the biggest alpha in the room. And it becomes, I'm going to maintain strength, athleticism, fight skills, combat skills, health, so that I can protect my family. So that if my girlfriend ever becomes my wife, or if we ever have kids, like I can protect them, I can be there for them, I'm maintaining my strength, or it's a show of respect to her that I stay in shape, or, you know, my mum's getting older, my family are getting older, and it's like, I want to be there for them. My dad died a few years ago. I think, wow, it's actually coming up 6 years now. It's crazy how quick time goes. And, you know, you've got to think to yourself, you're the man of the family now. That requires strength. It requires you to be here. Like, do you know what I mean? It requires you to stay alive and be here and not just, you know, let yourself down. Because if you let yourself down and you let yourself get out of shape, or you don't work on yourself success-wise, and you're not what I call empire building. Like, you just get to a point in life where it's like, here's the thing. I'm not against, you know, when people go and buy a supercar and whatnot, I know I sound like a little bit of a dick when I'm saying, why would you do that, blah, blah, there's not enough boot space. Everyone makes a joke about that inside O&M. But I'm serious. And it's like, look, if you have a passion for supercars, don't listen to me. Go and buy one if you really want one and whatever. Like, it's not about that. It's not, you're good person or you're not. But for me, it's just like, you need to adopt a sense of responsibility in who you are as a man. And that's how your goals change, because your life gets reshaped around others and not just me, me, me. And it's a major change that you guys will face as you get older. And your motivations change. It's like, instead of I'm going to buy a gold chain like KSI did for like $250,000 when he was like 21, it becomes, you know, I'm going to buy gold, bricks and a safe. And I'm going to put that inside, you know, somewhere in the house that I've bought for my family. So if I ever die, only my wife knows the code to that or whatever. Or like my financial advisor will give that to her upon my death, so they'll be protected. You think differently. You make slightly different investments.